Are you ready to be in the spotlight? Are you ready to share your story with the world? Well, Snails with No Shells is where you need to be. Available on all digital platforms, Facebook and YouTube. Snails with No Shells. Leave that shell at the door.
Where did we go wrong? We were doing so.
Greetings, greetings, beautiful ones. I am Ms. BJ Martin, and this is Snails with No Shells. Leave that shell at the door. That's my only rule. It's okay to be a slug for a little while. All right, I missed you all, but I'm not going to hold you. I have an amazing guest coming to join me this evening. She's smart. She's fun. She's one of the funniest people I've ever met in my life. She's talented, ambitious, and she has a huge heart. Let's bring her on out. Miss D says,
hi, BJ. How are you?
Amazing. How are you?
I'm awesome. I want to thank you for having me as a guest on your show, first of all.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, so D, let's get into it. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm passionate. I'm a wife, a mother of two grown-ups, a grandmother of three grandsons, and they're teenagers. One is in college, one is in grammar, and one is in high school, actually. So they're adorable. I mean, I'm a family person. I enjoy doing a lot of family things. That's just me. I like to have fun. Laughter makes the heart grow, you know, fond, and it's very healthy for you to laugh. So it's you know, that's one of my things. I don't know if there's one person that can say that they interacted with me that I didn't make them laugh.
So yeah, I agree. We had an amazing time in the DR.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did. We were this is one of the crew, you know, one of my crew members, and we had an amazing time, and we really enjoyed ourselves. And this is we were in the DR together for the Own It anthology convention or retreat. So yeah, we'll get into that a little bit later. Okay. So Dee, where were you born and raised?
Well, I was born and raised in Neptune, New Jersey. So I am from New Jersey. My husband always says that I'm never going to leave, but I'll surprise him.
Okay. New Jersey. So what was it like growing up there?
It was, well, during that time, I was actually born during the rioting time. So I was, Neptune is close to the Asbury Park area. So that's the area that I grew up in. So I did see some rioting and things like that. But other than that, it was really fun. We were close to the beach. So we did a lot of walking. In those days, you know, a lot of people didn't drive cars. So walking was one of the things that my dad always told me that once I got my license, that I would never want to walk again. He would say that if the store was across the street, I would actually drive across the street. We did a lot of walking. It was fun, though. I mean, and we were a close-knit family, just as I am now with my family. Family is really important to me. I like to enjoy a lot of family things, even for Christmas now. We give gifts out, but my main thing is to plan a trip. So it'll be a memory that everyone, you know, has during Christmas time. So that's time that we spend together. So I'm very passionate about that.
Okay. So let's hear maybe one of your fondest childhood memories.
What can I think of? When I went to Florida. I could think of when I went to Florida. One summer I went to visit my uncle in Florida, and we actually took Amtrak. So you got to sleep over on the train. So I got to meet like a lot of different people. And it was a real fun experience for me. And right now, I don't think I've ever ridden a train far Not as far as New York. I, you know, do take the train to New York every once in a while, but going to like another state other than a couple of miles from New Jersey, I haven't done that. And it was fun. It was really fun. That was something that I really truly remember. And then some of my childhood friends, I still remember them. I actually went to a baby shower for my cousin, and I actually met one of my best friend was there. And it was just, it was awesome. We hadn't seen each other in years, and she happened to be there.
Oh, that's special.
Yes, it was. Yeah. We made sure we took pictures and things like that. It was a, we were both surprised. We actually were, we ended up sitting at the same table. And then when we realized it, it was like, oh my God, it was just like, oh my God, like really?
Dang, that's so cool. I love that. Yes. That is so cool. Okay, so next question. What did you want to be when you grew up?
I really never thought about it. No. I really never thought about anything in particular when I grew up. I just wanted to be me, I guess you can just say. And, you know, however I turned out, I would have been okay with it, just like I am now. It's, I never really had a specific, you know, career or anything like that. It's just like, I was just the type of person that I still am. I just like to have fun, you know, live one day at a time, the spur of the moment. That was, that's the type of person I am. And and that's how I was when I was younger. You know, it was okay. No matter what happened, where, what I ended up, you know, as I grew up, I never really had any specific occupation or anything like that. It's just, yeah.
That's awesome. So you just really come with your intuition. You've had that. That's good. Since you were younger, no, really no pressure. Some of us, we get caught up with what everybody else is doing, how everybody else feels and how they feel about us and what we're doing. And, you know what I mean?
Right. I understand that. But yeah, but sometimes we have to look past that because it can end up putting you in a different category where you're putting your standards the same as another person's and you really shouldn't. You should just want to be you, you know, however you are, that's you, you know, love yourself. And if you're loving yourself, you're going to love everybody else and everybody else is going to love you as well. So it's like, you know, I'm just going to be me.
Yes. I love that. I love that. I do. You've done so much. I mean, you're sitting there like, oh, I'm just me, but you've done so many things. I'm like, I don't even know really where to start. But you know what really stood out for me the most in your bio was the fact that one of your passions was educating Black women about their finances.
Yes.
That stood out to me. So let's talk about that. How did you start doing that? What was the catalyst for that?
Well, actually, I had went to a presentation and then the information that I had learned, it really drew my attention. And I'm like, OK, if I didn't know this information, so I'm wondering how many other women that were out there that didn't know this same information and was very beneficial to them. So it made me passionate to want to spread that information, because nowadays, I mean, even as Black women, most of the time, the men, you know, handle the money. So I see husbands pass away and the wives don't know whether they have money, whether they don't have money, and they don't know where it is. So you really need to be educated. I mean, that's something that the two of you need to do together, so that if something happens to, especially the male, you know, the female, she's going to know exactly what to do, where to find the money. You know, what's the next step that she needs to do in order to step in, because she's going to be that head of household and going to have to take over those responsibilities that the husband were doing. And you find a lot of families where they're kind of to themselves. You know, the husband may do his thing with the money, the wife do their thing with the money, but then they don't do anything together. And then if something happens, it's like, okay, what do I do now? But you need to know that information, because it's very pertinent to both people in the relationship that you know what's going on with the finances altogether, because it affects the family itself. So everyone needs to know that. But especially, and now we have a lot of African-American women where they're independent, or either because of a divorce or because of a, you know, a husband passed away or something like that. But I feel as though that financial knowledge is very important for us as Black women to know, because that's something that's like on the back burner, but it actually should be a priority.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, that's good information. So I guess that segues into your specialty, and that's life insurance.
Yes, definitely.
So how did you get into life insurance, and how long have you been doing it?
Well, I've been doing it for over 20 years now.
Wow.
And the reason that I got into it is even growing up. I mean, we have a lot of people that I can say they don't feel as though that life insurance is a priority. And it should be. And my thing is that, you know, we have so many, before even GoFundMe accounts came along, I mean, you had people just asking for donations. Just when you see someone that passes away and they say, oh, we'll rather, you know, donations in lieu of flowers. Mm-hmm. Then right there, it's telling you like, okay, someone didn't, you know, have life insurance. They didn't take the time. Now we have today where families will take more time on planning a wedding, planning a vacation, but life insurance, they don't think that, you know, is very important. And then people figure that, oh yeah, no, I don't want to think about that right now. But I mean, we're all destined to die. Like there's no choice. It's just that we don't know when it's going to happen. And you would rather be prepared versus not. As I always say is that when I pass away, I want my family to talk about me at the funeral on the things that I did for them, you know, that I thought about them, that I loved them, not saying, well, I had to give money for her funeral. Like, you know, I can't believe this. We had to do this. We had to do that. Or they had to, you know, move out their homes or different things like that. But life insurance is really a priority. But my thing is that, you know, I can sell you a life insurance policy. But my thing is that I want to give you that educational gap between a person purchasing life insurance and the untimely death, that thing that's in the middle that no one ever talks about, having that family roundtable talk to let you know where all the important information and papers and documents and things, and let them know what's going on. Because I mean, for me, some of the things that I pay for, you know, my family members are going to have to take that on. For example, if you have a home and if you're paying for homeowners insurance, you know, it's the different things that you're paying for. And if the person passes away that was responsible for that, that stuff isn't going to go away. It still needs to be taken care of. So you would rather let your family know about all of those different things that need to be taken care of if you're no longer here. So life insurance is very, very important. I mean, even now today, people aren't just dying of old age. They're dying of freak accidents. They're dying because someone else decided to take their lives. But you still want to be prepared. It's those unexpected deaths that really get to you. But you want to be prepared. You're going to be devastated no matter what. But you don't want to be financially devastated, because that's going to really take a toll on the family that's left behind. So that's why, you know, life insurance is really important to me, to where, you know, people, whether they just get enough for burial, not to say that, you know, you have to make someone wealthy or anything like that. As long as you have enough for burial, then you're fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I have, I've seen like a lot of GoFundMes coming up when people, you know, when they pass and they don't have any money. And I'm like, man, and it's, I see a lot. I can only speak for our people, what I see in our community, you know, and I see it a lot. The GoFundMes. And so why do you think that we're not informed about life insurance?
Well, in order to be informed, you have to be open-minded. You know, okay. You have to not think that someone is there to take something away from you. They just haven't gotten to it. They may believe that it's too expensive, or they may believe that they don't need it. But we know the last one, we all need it. From the little children to the elderly, everyone needs it. Mm-hmm. Because we're going to pass away Sometime or another, we just don't know when, but you want to be prepared. A lot of people believe that it's too expensive. But if you really look at it, and some of the money that we actually waste on things that aren't a priority, is really not as expensive as they really think. So as many people as I can touch and educate them, to let them know that, you know, it's not as expensive as you believe it is. And it's a thing that you need to get to right now. Not, oh, you know, I don't have the time and different things like that. Because there has been situations that I have educated individuals now and something happened and they didn't take me on the recommendation that I had given them as far as getting the life insurance. And then there were family members that passed away while on vacation. Now, who thinks that somebody's going to pass away while on vacation?
Right.
Or they'll say, you know, I'll get it when I come back. But the time never happens for them to come back in order to do it because it's too late then. So we don't want to be in any situation like that. So it's very important for people to get it, even to protect their insurability, because I have people that come to me that they're older, they're sick, and then they want to get life insurance, but it's too late. And then it's more expensive if they can get it. So that's why I really start off actually in the schools with the young people.
Okay.
Because the young people can connect, you know, with their parents and things like that. You have some people that, you know, they don't feel comfortable with outsiders, you know, listen to their recommendations. But I mean, we all listen to our children. We do. And even if it's something that we know, if we're no longer here, someone still needs to take care of your children. And money is a main part of that. Just like we eat, we can't eat for free. All of those things cost money, no matter what it is that we do. So that's one thing when someone passes away, and they, especially if they're taking care of someone right now, they still want that person to be taken care of if they're no longer here. So life insurance has just always been something very important to me, because it is a necessity. No matter what, it's a necessity for everyone. It's just a matter of when you get it. And it's always best to get it when you're younger and when you're healthy. So that once you do get older and you're unhealthy, you're already covered and you don't have to worry about not being insured and being uninsurable.
That's good stuff. Yeah, I didn't know you went to the schools. Wow.
Yes, I do workshops, yes, at schools and stuff like that for to let them know, even to give them some basic financial tips on that's saving awesome. Money, putting money away. Because, I mean, even with our younger people, they will buy a $200 pair of sneakers. So why not buy a $100 pair of sneakers and put $100 away? And after a couple of years, it's like, okay, you know, they can end up retiring millionaires.
Right.
Because they saved money on their own efforts. Yes. And even, you know, as I had talked about retirement, retirement is not an age. It's actually finance. Because if someone has the means of finance, they can retire at whatever age that they like. But some of us are so conditioned that we're believing, oh, retirement age is at 67 and this and that. But if you have the money, you can retire at whatever age that you like.
Yes. Yes, I love that. Change that mindset. Change that
Yes.
Not at all 65 when I retire. Yes, I love that. Yes, change the mindset. That's good stuff. I remember I had a friend whose his mom's husband had passed away. I just want to see, have you experienced this before? You probably have experienced so many things with dealing with people in life insurance. He passed away and she did not know where to find, she did not know how much insurance he had, how much insurance coverage he had. She didn't know, she didn't even know the company that, so I think he was working. I think he had insurance through the job, I think. But I don't think she knew, or he might have had it outside of the job too. But she didn't know what the name of the insurance company was or anything. And this was her husband. So have you experienced that before?
I have. Yeah. And even during my education, I recommend that family members get a fire-resistant black box mm-hmm. and put all of those important documents in. So you don't have to worry about that. So if something happens to either or any family member, all of that information is in one box. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, to have that family roundtable talk. So mm-hmm. then you don't have to run into any situations like that. I even run into situations where people have life insurance policies and they have an ex and they never change the beneficiary. And when they pass away, the ex ends up getting the money and the ex doesn't even want to pay for the funeral.
Oh, wow. What?
Yes. Yes. So those things happen. And there's nothing that the family can do. Nothing at all. But that's why these things need to be analyzed every once in a while, because people get divorces or they may have someone on there as a beneficiary that passed away. So they need to make changes to those different things, because you don't want the wrong person to end up with the money. Especially if there was a separation and it was on bad terms.
Yeah, man, this is good stuff, because I wouldn't have thought about that. And like, I'm not thinking about that. First of all, you're not marrying to divorce. You're not thinking about that, you know. And then, dang, did y'all separate or divorce? And I never would have thought about that. Change the beneficiary. Wow. Yes. I never thought people be so cool. Don't get the money. They don't even.
Yes, they do that. And then the family will try to fight them over it, but there's nothing that they can do at that point.
Oh man, ladies and gentlemen, good information. Go ahead, Dee.
Even with power of attorneys, people may want to choose that early, not when they're sick and to the point where they can't make a decision, mm-hmm. because then at that time you may end up choosing someone that you really don't want to, because you aren't in your right mind.
Right. Right. Wow, this is some good information, because I hadn't even thought about any of this stuff. Wow. So what is like one of the like maybe worst situations you can think of that you've dealt with?
Well, actually, one of the worst situations is actually my neighbor. Mm-hmm. Even before I got into life insurance and I was doing, she would be one of the people that I would practice my presentations on. And people believe that, they're okay when they're insured at work. I'm covered at work. I'm good. Mm-hmm. So that was my neighbor as well. And what happened is that by the time that I did give her a quote, she was uninsurable, but she was at work. So I just recommended to her to go to work, and just see if you can increase it. So they let her do that. Mm-hmm. But BJ, in the meantime, after that, my neighbor really started to get sick. Mm-hmm. So then my neighbor ended up getting laid off. Long story short, my neighbor passed away and had no life insurance.
Wait.
Yes.
So because she got laid off, no more.
And then she was uninsurable because she was too sick and she couldn't get any insurance. Oh. And the thing was, she had a 14-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. And you know what happened? This is what they did. They cremated her. They had her in a urn. And mm-hmm. we all went to dinner and everybody said something. And that was her funeral.
Oh, Dee. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. I was hurt for two reasons. Because she passed away. And then because of the life insurance. Because a lot of people feel as though that they're comfortable because they have insurance at work. But you don't realize what happens is that you get sick first, so you end up being on disability. And when you're on disability, you're no longer an active employee. So if you pass away during that time, you have no life insurance. Unless you have some outside of the job.
Okay, say that again. Go back about the disability. Retiring on disability.
Because people normally at work, they get sick first. Mm-hmm. So then when you get sick, you end up being on disability. Mm-hmm. So when you're on disability, you're no longer an active employee. So if you happen to pass away during that time, you have no life insurance through your job. Unless you have outside coverage outside of your job, then you have no coverage.
Oh, wow. Wow. And see, I didn't know that either. This is some good information. Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that either.
Yeah. A lot of people say, oh, I'm good. I have, you know, they give you 2-3 times your salary. But if you really look at it, and if a person passed away and if you made $50,000 a year and they gave you 2-3,000 three times your salary, so we'll say they gave you $150,000 and you pass away. And if someone has a home in New Jersey, that's not even going to pay the home off.
Wow.
So your family is still stuck with paying things that you were responsible for when you were here. So then the next thing what happens is that they'll have to sell the house. Mm. They may have to move in with other family members that they really don't want to move in with. And their whole quality of life has changed.
Mm-hmm.
So these are reasons why you need to get life insurance. And then if you get it, it needs to be an adequate amount. You have to consider the things that need to be taken care of to make sure that is more than enough. In reality, you should have 8 to 10 times your salary.
Life insurance.
Yes.
Okay. So what you said that, I know some people probably are shy away from it because they think it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
What can you like give me like maybe an estimate of like what's a reasonable a lower cost?
It varies. Mm-hmm. It varies. Depends on your age and depends on your health. Depends mm-hmm. on whether you're a smoker or a non-smoker. But mm-hmm. I mean, I can say maybe an average 35-year-old. An average 35-year-old maybe be able to get a 35-year term. Mm-hmm. For about $150,000 in benefits and paying about maybe $42 a month. And okay. That's for the whole 35 years. So, you know, it depends on your health. That's one main thing, whether you smoke or not. And then your age.
Mm-hmm.
But you should get it now. You know, it's never too late.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you just get a small amount, just enough for burial, you know, it won't be a burden on a family member that they would have to do a GoFundMe fund or come out of pocket. I mean, because we have so many unexpected deaths to mm-hmm. where someone may walk out and go to work and not come back home.
Mm.
To where it's that someone, you know, did something stupid. It just, or it could have been they fell, you know, off of a ladder or something at work and then all of a sudden, it's like, you know, it's just crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could be anything. Somebody can, you know, slip down the stairs. It could just be a freak accident. It's not a lot now. There's not, you know, a lot of people aren't dying. They're just normal deaths. It's like either somebody else is taking their life, either a freak accident or something happened, or just something unexpected. I mean, we have some healthy people where you hear about where they just drop dead literally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay. Or even, you know, even you hear a lot with New York where a lot of pedestrians are being hit by cars or different things like that. And I mean, you're talking some little children, mm-hmm. you know, crossing the street for school. Nobody expects that. But the thing is that even when we insure children, you know, some people just think that, okay, if we insure a child, that's going to curse them or something like that. But no. When you insure a child, what that is that's protecting their insurability so that once they grow older, should they become unhealthy, they will already be covered.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really, then if something happens to them, you know, they'll be covered for that as well. But it's mainly really to protect their insurability so that they don't have to worry about when they get older, they'll be able to have insurance because they'll already have some.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. So I have a question. I've heard of people getting insurance policies and cashing them in. Have you ever?
Yes. I did. That's a cash value policy. And with me, I only offer term because the reason for that is life insurance is only for life insurance. I would really say if you're going to get a life insurance policy so that you can cash it in, I would just recommend you getting a personal loan because you already have in your mind that you're not going to use that for life insurance. And for example, if they get it, they take the money out, it's literally a loan. They're actually paying interest on that money. And if they have an untimely death, what the company is going to do is they're going to subtract that loan amount from the benefit if it's not paid back. So my thing is, if you're saying borrow, borrow means it's something that's not yours. So why get a life insurance policy so you can borrow off of it? It makes no sense.
Right. D said, yeah, I know it all, heard it all, been there, done all of that. 20 plus years, baby. Wow. That's awesome. This is some good information. Thank you so much. I've learned a couple of things too. Yeah. Awesome. Well, we are going to take a pause for the call. It's going to take a break and give a shout out to the sponsors of tonight's episode of Snails and No Shells, and we'll be right back. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Own It Anthology and your chapter in the book. All right.
Global Hits Radio is your 24-hour diverse listening option all day, all night. R&B, smooth jazz, and hip-hop is Global Hits Radio. That's hits with a Z.
All right. And we are back. And yes, I want to give a huge thank you to tonight's sponsor, the Own It Magazine, and our other sponsor, Global Hits Radio. All right, so D, let's get into it now. Talk about this anthology, the Own It Anthology. How was your experience with this?
It was awesome. It actually took me out of my comfort zone because it was a first for me. Uh-huh. I never, you know, thought about writing anything.
We're Amazon best-selling authors, and you came out of your comfort zone to become a best-selling author. Woo, congratulations, Dee.
Thank you. Congratulations to you as well.
Thank you.
But yes, it was awesome. It was an awesome experience for me for the first time. And I was wondering, like, okay, well, what am I going to write about? You know, everybody else has different challenges, life stories, and different things like that. And I was like, okay, so let me just write about what it is that I know. Well, my chapter actually talks about two experiences. I kind of told a little bit about my neighbor, you know, what happened with her. And then I talked about someone that actually had life insurance and then the change that happened with them, you know, by having it and the difference that it made in their lives by having life insurance. And the one thing that about my neighbor that I didn't realize, they had gone through a custody battle. And when you go to court, the judge makes sure that the two have enough life insurance because they had a child involved. And that was something new for me to hear. So I'm like, even the courts know how important it is to have life insurance. But thank God, you know, she was able to be with her dad and he was able to take care of her. But, you know, had my neighbor had that life insurance, it would have made a big difference because, you know, next door, I have new neighbors now because the house had to be sold, you know, different things like that. But my thing is just to educate on that. And even, you know, today with technology, we depend on it so much. And in my workshop that I had did in the DR, my first example was for everyone to have an index card, you know, to put your phone down. And my one example was like, okay, you're stranded on the highway and the police asked you to give him 3 emergency contact numbers, your phone is dead. So how many people would be able to give the officer 3 emergency contact numbers by memory? So my recommendation is that, okay, if you don't have that, you need to work on that. 2 of them need to be family members and 1 a non-family member, because you never know when you're going to be stranded. And you know, our cell phones want to die at the worst time. It's like, okay, you know, you're stranded, you have no cell phone. It's like, okay, so who do I call?
Yeah. And I remember the exercise. Yeah, that was very interesting. When you came out with that, I was like, oh man, I happen to know 3, but people get their numbers changed and all kind of stuff. So that's definitely, and we've gotten technology has gotten us, you know, our thinking patterns and everything. We're just not even.
It's definitely, but yes, but the anthology, it was awesome. That, as I had mentioned, it took me out of my comfort zone, but then it proved that that was something that I could do. Mm-hmm. It was another accomplishment that I had done. And just the people that I was able to meet mm-hmm. throughout the whole project, and we were able to meet each other face to face. You know, we would see each other on Zoom and things like that. And it's just like, oh my goodness, like you can just feel each other's spirits. Like it was just like a family once we all got together, like a big family reunion. Mm-hmm. But it was just definitely awesome. And I owe that to Marisa Bluedern for even inviting me to be a part of the project. But it was definitely awesome. And just to get my story out there, you know, to let people know what it is that I do, even though I am a licensed life insurance representative, but that's not what I want to talk to people about. As I had mentioned, I want to talk to them about that educational gap that's in the middle that people aren't being taught that they need to be. It's mm-hmm. just the little things, I mean, that we have in life. We have subscriptions, we have memberships. When you pass away, all those things need to be canceled. Because if not, it's going to deplete your money if nobody tells them that you're no longer around.
Oh, man.
If you're paying for, you know, family members like me, my grandkids, like I'm paying for their cell phones. Like, okay, if something happens to me, they have to take on that responsibility themselves. All of these little things that we don't think about that, oh, you know, we're paying for this. And okay, if we're not here, what's going to happen? You have vehicles, you know, you got insurance payments, you have this, you have that. And when you're not here, it's like, okay, if that stuff is still needed, someone needs to know that, okay, you need to take on that responsibility. So these are the things, and all of your paperwork needs to be organized and then one central place, so that if somebody needs it, they can go get it. I recommend a black box. Mm-hmm. It has 2 mm-hmm. keys. And as I tell everybody, please don't keep both keys, because it makes no sense. but you fail to realize how many people would actually have both of the keys. And it's like, okay. And then something happens to you and nobody knows where either one of the keys are.
Oh, man. Down it, dang, deep, really? Yes. Wow. And you know, D, you are so necessary. Like, we need you so bad, because you've said a lot of things that I just hadn't thought about. You talking about monthly charges and membership fees for this and that. You're right. If the person passes away, they're gonna keep taking that money out the account.
Yes, they are. And then if you're taking care of it of somebody else, once it stops, like for example, if you're paying for somebody else's life insurance and you're no longer here, and it stops, that means that person isn't covered anymore unless they take over the payment. Mm. So yeah, people don't think about it. It's just a lot of things. We fail to realize if you made a list of everything that's actually coming out of your checking account, not for you, but for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And if you're not here, would they still need that stuff that the money is coming out for?
Right. Right. And like you mentioned, your grandson's cell phone bills and I could think about stuff for kids, you know, little educational tutoring services and this and correct. That. Yeah. Wow. That's something to think about. Those Planet Fitness, LA Fitness memberships.
Yes.
Still coming out. Netflix.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. So we got to stay on top of it. We definitely need to be educated more about those things and quit running away from it. Because you, like you said, you are going to die. It's going to happen. It's inevitable. Got to go.
But you rather be prepared.
Yes.
That's the thing. Just be prepared. You know, let your family know everything, what's going on. Mm-hmm. And they'll be more comfortable with it. To where it's like, okay, you know, we're good. So if something happens to anyone, like, we know where the paperwork's are. We know what to do. We know who to call. And did anybody ever think of this? In the black box, what you should have is all your login and passwords for all of your devices.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Mm-hmm.
I mean, not even that. If you pass away, do your family member know who you would want them to contact?
Mm.
Because I'm sure there's some family members or friends that they don't know of, or they may know of, but not have their contact information and may want to let them know. Those are things that you should sit down and talk about. Who you want to do this for you? I mean, you know, just different things. And the main thing is that with me, as I said, I'm a family-oriented person. I still want the family to continue to do those Christmas vacations if I'm not here. Still mm-hmm. plan those trips.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I was here, we would be doing it. You know, still have that family unity and closeness. Even though that I'm not here, I still want you to carry on and do those things. And those are just things that you need to sit down and talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Because no mm-hmm. one ever thinks about those things.
Right. Right. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, y'all need to call D Sands. It's www.dsands.com. That's her website. Y'all need to get in touch with her because she'll let you know everything you need to put in that box, that safe fire, what you call it? Fire hazard box. What
fire resistant. Fire resistant.
Yeah. Box. Yeah, this is good stuff. Very informative. Very, very informative. Thank you so much, D. For being on the show. That's awesome.
Thank you for having me. Yes. For as many people as I can educate, even if I can educate one person to make mm-hmm. a difference and make a change, it would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yep. Just even to have that family talk, because I mean, when a lot of people pass away and then you have those family members that you haven't seen for years, but they expect to get something, like they deserve to get something. It's like, okay, but where were you? I mean, right. You have caretakers that have been taking care of family members, and then they'll have a family member to come and just want to take charge of everything. It's like, okay, but where were you? You know, right. When you were really needed, where were you?
Right.
And, you know, I give kudos to caretakers because they go through a lot. And especially if it's a family member, then they have to deal with the other family members.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, you know, the tension that goes yeah. on with that, where mm. everybody deserves that they're supposed to get something. And then you have the family members that just sitting and waiting for somebody to just be gone.
Mm-hmm.
So they can just collect. And it's like, yeah.
Wow. I know you've experienced so many situations, and you probably got so many stories that you could probably tell. probably another hour's worth. Wow. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mrs. D Sands. D, let the audience know where we can find you. Let us know your social media handles and all that good stuff.
Oh, my. Like, offhand? Like, I really don't. I can give my phone number.
Okay. Whatever. We have.
Yes. All right. My phone number is 732-754-8793. And again, it's 732-754-8793. My website is D Sands. It's www.dsands.com. And on there, you will be able to find a calendar link that if you want to decide to have a free consultation with me, you're able to do that on there. So, and it doesn't cost a thing for the information. It just costs time.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I love that. And D, before we go, what is, give us maybe one nugget or a piece of advice or something you just like to share with the audience.
What I would like to share is that if you love your family, as I do, you'll make sure that you protect yourself, because life insurance is not for you. It's for those that you're leaving behind. And it's inexpensive. Make it a priority on your list. Think about some of the family members or friends that you know that created a GoFundMe account, or they're asking for donations. How did you feel? You would not want your family to feel the same way if you're not protected. Mm-hmm. So that's my word of advice. Just protect yourself and make sure you get that black fire-resistant box with two keys and give one key to a most trusted person. Don't keep both keys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love that. And I remember I was talking to someone and they said life insurance is for the living. It's for your family to continue to live, right?
Yes.
Death insurance. It's for life, you know, so.
Correct.
Yeah, so this is good stuff. I really enjoyed this time that we shared together. And I miss you, Dee, because we had such a good time.
I know.
I cannot wait
to plan another trip.
Yeah, we have to. We're going to have to.
Yes.
For sure. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, that was Dee Sands. Hit her up. Get this good information. She gave us a lot of good tips this evening. But yeah, give her a call and get that free consultation. That's the least you can do, right? Just to get the information, just to bring the awareness to yourselves and to your family as well. So thank you. I do want to say that, ladies and gentlemen, you can catch Snails with No Shells on Global Hits Radio. Okay. I'm going to be on there 2 times a week. It's on Mondays and Wednesdays at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. So you can catch me when you're getting up in the morning or when you're coming home from work. It doesn't matter. Or if you're on the other side of the planet, you catch me when you're getting ready to go to bed, wherever you are. I'm coming on twice a week. Mondays and Wednesdays, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Global Hits Radio. So if you don't get me on here on Facebook, you can catch me there. Also, follow me. I'm on Facebook, BJ Martin. Instagram, MS_BJ Martin. I'm on TikTok, Ms. BJ Martin, MS BJ Martin. I'm everywhere. We everywhere. We global, y'all.
Yes.
All right. So they're going to hear this everywhere. Get this information. I love it. Okay. And so before I go, ladies and gentlemen, what I would like to say and to remind you is, remember, just like the sun, you are necessary. I love y'all. Peace. Just my imagination, or is it just insanity for me to